Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Dash. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Aleha Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beit Zodaf Hei. It's always beautiful when the Daf Yomi coincides with the Inyon and the Yoyma. And the Gemara over here in Daf Hei, the majority of the Daf, is speaking about the Kedusha of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Shtei Kedushas or Kedusha Achas? And the Gemara concludes in the end of the Daf that we paskin like Rav that Rosh Hashanah is considered to be Kedusha Achas. Is one law Kedusha, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah considered to be one day? And in Halacha, it's negat to Beitz HaShanol Dov Yom Tiv, and it's negat to Eruvin as well. The Gemara here explains that the simple understanding why Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas is because even originally when we knew the time of Kiddush HaChodesh, there was some times that we had one additional day for Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, it's Kalkul Levim Bashir, when they came and they relied on the Edim, sometimes the Edim came too late. So therefore we added one more day. So right away in the beginning, there was 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. In the time of Samidush, there was 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore we also today have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, not only Misafek, not only because it's a doubt, but because it's a Takana, and that's considered to be Kedusha Achas. And this is a simple understanding the Gemara gives us why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But Chazal and Sefer HaZoyah give us another explanation of Pikabola. And they tell us, the reason why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is because we need 2 days for the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Judgment. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. But in order to do the Yom HaDin, there's a two-stage process. On Yom HaRishon, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we have a Din which is called Din HaKashya, the more severe, the stronger Din. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we have a din which is called din rafia, the lighter din, the softer din. So there's two stages for the din, and that's why we have two days of Rosh Hashanah. We understand that it has to be Kedusha Achas, because we don't finish the process of Rosh Hashanah until the end of the second day. What does din kasha, din rafia mean? So the real full understanding is something we're not going to be able to do here. This is deep stuff that we don't really comprehend without very vast knowledge in Inyan Kabbalah. But there's some tidbits that Rabbi Seinu gave us to understand what is it all about. The Arizal already tells us that the difference between Din HaKashya and Din HaRafya that we have in Rosh Hashanah is that Din HaKashya speaks about the Pnimius of the Olamos, while Din HaRafya speaks about the Chitzoinus. What does that mean? We do find Chazal tell us that Din HaKashya refers to Yitzchak Avinu, while Din HaRafya refers to his wife Rivka. So this gives us a little bit of a vessel to understand. What's the difference between Yitzchak and Rivka? It's brought down already in many Sfarim. Yitzchak Avinu is the Midas Hadin, he's the judgment with no leeway. Everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. That's part of the reason why Yitzchak saw Esav to be a tzaddik. Because by Yitzchak, you didn't have that option of being somewhat looking like a tzaddik, but really acting like a rasha. You either or. Yitzchak saw Esav the way he was supposed to be. He saw him as a tzaddik. He sees the world in a very strict din way. Rivka is the one who takes Yitzchak and brings it, implements it in this world. And that's why she says, yeah, Esav looks like a tzaddik, but really the way the world works, Yaakov is the one who's supposed to get the brachas. Meaning, the Yitzchak and Rivka, the Nakasha, the Rafi, explain to us the way things are running here in the world. As Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, B'tchila olam ha'machshava livrasa oylam b'mitas adin. The world's supposed to be strict din, very strict judgment. But Rosh ain oylam iskayim, Kshmogu saw the world would not exist this way, Shitif ima midas ha'racha, Kshmogu join with it mercy. That's the Din HaRafya, a din which is connected and combined with mercy. So it mainly goes like this. The way the world's supposed to be, the way the world is looked like from the original state, from the planning stage, then it's Din HaKashya. The way it's implemented in this world, that's Din HaRafya. That cannot be have such severe judgment. That's what Arizal says. In the Pnimius of the Olamos, meaning the source, the original thought of the Olamos, that's Din HaKashya. The way things are implemented, Lamaise, that's Din HaRafya. The way this is negat to us, there's different ways. Rabbi Seinu explained, one way is the Shem Shmuel says that the Din HaKashya is what's called the Din for Olam Haba. And the din of Rafio is the din for Elam Hazeh, when things are implemented Lamaiseh. Others explain it, it's two different types of people. A person is more of a tzaddik, he belongs to din of Kasha. A person who is not such of a tzaddik, he belongs to din of Rafio. We mentioned many times, the Sif Chassidus is brought down, so there's a person himself has two elements. One which is more of a tzaddik and he belongs to din of Kasha, and one which is more, he's more regular and he belongs to din of Rafio. Different ways to implement it, how this thing works Lamaiseh. But the idea is that there's two stages in Yom HaDin. There's a din of Yom HaRishon Rosh Hashanah, and there's a din of the Yom HaSheni Rosh Hashanah. And that's the reason why we have Kiyas Shofar in both days. Because the Shofar is taking from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachmin. So you need Shofar in both days, so that post both stages of the din. But that's the reason Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichter, Kedusha Achas, in order to achieve both stages of din, it's one long Yom Tov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.